But downwards, how early could it start to have Cyrus? There is a limit to it. Less than 9 years old is called nothing. Lamata, the Tanya will learn like this. Ben Teisha Shonim, a boy that's 9 years old, Shehevi Shtei Cyrus, that he brings to Cyrus at that age, Suma, it means nothing. It's like we said, it's like a ward, it means nothing, it's not called Cyrus. Mi Ben Tesh Shonim V'yemechad, once he's 9 years old, Ad Ben Yud Be Shonim, until he's 12 years old, V'yemechad one day, V'yoyden boy, Shuma, it's also called a Shuma, even though it still stays there, the Yoidim, but here it's still there, still called a Shuma. Reb Yosi, Reb Yudu, Oimestim, he also know that if the hair is still there, then these hairs are called the good simonim. But Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'Yemechad, once he becomes 13 years old, Divri Hakon, everybody holds, Simon, then it is called the good simon. But I call upon him, you see here, that less than 9 years old, even though they grow hair, that means nothing, that's not called the simon. So the kids said, there is a kitzvah time limit from how young on could the hair mean something. So that's why it's good why the Mishnah talks about simonim, because below it has a time limit. But the Mishnah does not talk about the case when somebody dies, either her father or the master dies, because that we don't know when it's going to happen. That's called ein l'kitzvah, that we don't talk about. Now the Gemara asks, Mosiv Rav Sheshin. Rav Sheshin has a kash like this. It says, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon says, Dalet manikim lehem. There are four cases when the Eved goes out free, that there's a mitzvah hanukkah, the master has to give him a present. Gimel b'ish, there are three cases by a man, by an Eved Ivri. For Gimel b'ish, there are three cases by an Omar Ria, by the girl. But v'yata yochol loyme dalet v'yechot. But you can't have four cases by a man or four cases by an Isha. L'fi shein simonim b'ish, because we don't have, simonim does not free a man. An Eved Ivri has to work for 6 years, even though it becomes a Godel, it becomes 13, 14, he still has to continue working. It's only by an Oma, by the girl, she goes out free when she has Simonim. V'yein Ritzi of Isha. There's no way for an Isha to become an Eretz like we had before. It's only a man, an Eved Ivri. He has to work 6 years and he wants to work more, he has an Eretz, he has an Eretz pierced, but then he can work until Yev. But an Isha, there's no way. So therefore, you don't have Ritzi, you don't have this Yevil by an Isha. Now, v'yemisi, if you hold like Rish Lakish, nisni nani misa sav, why does there be a case where a father dies, that's also called the Yitziyah. Let us say this, when a father dies, also the mitzvah hanukkah. V'chitem, maybe, hokanam, here also you want to answer me, ton of a shy, true, it says some, but it leaves out some. And this is one of the cases that are left out. For the marvuah, borkatoni, it says clearly only four cases, mashem, not a fifth case. V'chitei, maybe you tell me again, Tona Dov V'Shesh L'Kitzvah, we only talk about things that have an end. We know exactly like when it's going to be. Ketoni, but Dov V'Shesh L'Kitzvah L'Ketoni. So therefore, doesn't want to talk about when her father will die, because we don't know when the father will die. For the Gemara again, V'Simonim, V'Yem L'Kitzvah Ketoni. But it says Simonim, as she goes out free with Simonim, there also is no Kitzvah to that. V'chitei, maybe you want to answer me, no, like we just said before, Chinamikidrev Safra, like we just said with our Safra, that there is a limit to hear how young she could be. Less than 9 years old, it means nothing. So maybe that's why it says, Mashenke in the Misa of the father, that we don't know when it's going to happen, that it doesn't say. Fred Gemara V'ika Misa Sodon, Diyem La Kitzvah Katani. But one of these ways she goes out free is when the master dies, and this it did say. Misa Sodon it says. So if so, why did, according to Rosh Lakish, she should have also said, when her father dies. Tomorrow says, no, I tell you, Misa Sada Namalekatoni. No, true, this Brisa does not talk about death. We don't know when it's going to happen, we don't talk about it. So we're not talking about whether a father died or whether a master died, we don't talk about these two cases. If so, V'yela Abor my Niyu. If so, where are the four cases that the Avodim go out free here? So Gemara answers, I'll tell you like this. Shonim, one of them is by years, a number of Riyah goes out free when she comes 12 with two Cyrus. The Yovel, a regular din Yovel, when they're working and it comes Yovel. Now, the second type of case of a Yovel. The Yovel Shoritzia, by a man that had his ears pierced, that he's supposed to work with two Yovel, when Yovel comes, he goes out free. The Yom Avriya B'Simonim, and Yom Avriya also goes out free with Simonim. On the first case, Shonim means appear. Shonim means when they work 6 years. That Eved Ivri goes out free is Shonim after working 6 years. And now the last case is B'Simonim, she goes out free, a Nom of Riyah when she has Simonim. But we're not talking about Misa at all. The Gemara says, Hochinam in the Stav, this is a Svar also. Tiktoni Sefer, because it says here in the Sefer, Iyata Yachol Loima Abu Abiyachot Mehen. You can't have four cases of going out free by either a man or either by a lady. You can't have four altogether. Well, if he's Shane Simonim Biyish, you don't have Simonim by a man, he doesn't go out free when he has Simonim, when he comes to Godel. The Yain Ritzi of Isha, you can't have a case in Isha to be a Nirtza that she should go out free by Yovel. So if we don't have four by either one of the cases, it's only with a combination. Now the question is why? The Yemis, if you say like you're saying like Rish Lakish, the Isha Miyo Mishkachas Lo'abo, by a lady you could have four cases. Whether the master died, whether a father died, you could have four cases. Shashma Mina, that's a proof here. We're not talking about Vamisa. That's not one of the cases, neither when her father died, or neither when her master died. We're not talking about those cases. Because those cases, again, as Eimla Kitzva, we don't talk about them. Mar says, Mosib Rav Amru. Rav Amru asks a question like this. It says, V'eilo manikim lehem. These are the cases when they go out free, the master has a chiyuv to give them a present. Hayotze b'shanim, and ever after working 6 years, it goes out free. Over Yovel, as Yovel came, over Misa Sodom, when the master died. V'yom avriya b'simonim. So these are the cases this Brisa says. Now the question is, v'yim Misa, behold, like Rish Lakish, nisni nami Misa Sav. Now this Brisa talks about death. It says when her master died, she goes out free. So why don't we also talk about when her father dies? If you want to tell me, Tana Vishara left out something here, here it says clearly these things, mashma nothing else. Maybe you want to answer me again that Darvishesh Lakitzma Katani, we're only talking about things that has an end to it. But Darvishesh Lakitzma Katani, something doesn't have an end to it, we don't talk about. Simonim. What about Simonim? The Ainland Kitzma, there's no end to it. Katani, and still we learn it, we say it. So we see clearly we're talking about Misa, things that don't have Simonim, and it still does not say Rish Lakish's halacha when her father dies. The Chitam, maybe you want to answer me, Achanamik of Safra, that Simonim also has a kitzvah to it. Poroika, Misa Sodan, here it says clearly when the master died. So it talks about when the master died, she goes out free the Yom Maria. It should have also said, like Rish Lakish, when her father dies. So it's Yufta, the Rish Lakish, the Yufta. Here it's a question, a Pirachon Rish Lakish. That we see not like Rish Lakish, that even though the Yom Avriya's father dies, still she does not go out free. For the Gemara, I, but Rish Lakish, Kal V'Chaymah Amar. Rish Lakish didn't just say it by himself, he had a Svara, Kal V'Chaymah for it. So how could we go against the Kal V'Chaymah? So Gemara says, Kal V'Chaymah Prichahi. I tell this Kal V'Chaymah has a Kasher on it. Mishrim, the equal of Rifri, could ask the question, Ma L'Simonim Shenishtana Haguf. I tell you, Simonim is different. Simonim was Nishtan Haguf, the girl's body changed. To Yama B'Misa Sav, you want to tell me that when the father dies, though, her father dies, Shekein Loi Nishtan Haguf. There her body did not change. So there's a big difference. For going out free, the Pshat is she's a different lady than you bought. So Mishleim, by Simonim, that her body changes, that's why she goes out free from the master. Mashenki, when her father dies, since her body, she herself did not change, there's no sport to say she should go out free. That's why Taka we slug up Rish Lakish. Samara says, I like this now. Tony Chod, the one Brisa says, Onuk Evet Ivri Liatzmai. That when the master freezes Evet Ivri, he has to give the present to the Evet himself. The Yonuk Omavri Liatzmai. When you free Yomavri, she also gets the present. Vatan Yidach, another Brisa says, Vatan Yidach, Onuk Omavri, when you free Yomavri, you have to give a present. O Mitziyasa, if she finds anything, Leviya goes to her father. And the master only gets the schar of the batola, that's all, nothing more, only schar batola. Rashi says, V'yein l'rabba b'mitziyosev, when this Amavriya finds something, el schar batola, all the master gets out of it is, like the pay, she has to pay, like how much she should have been working. I mean, shabotim m'mlachta, the fact she didn't do work then, when she was picking up the mitziyah, that's all the master gets. But the actual mitziyah goes to her father. So here's a theory here in the Brisa. One Brisa says when he gives an Amavriya, he goes to her, and one Brisa says it goes to her father. So my love, shouldn't this be a proof to Rish Lakish and say, Ho de Nofka be Simonim, when she goes out free with Simonim, she still has a father, so then the present goes to the father. Ho de Nofka lo be Misa Sav. The second Brisa says, no, the money goes to her, is when her father died, so there's no father to give it to. So it should be a right to Rosh Lakish still. So Gemara says, loy. No. Idi v'idi dinafko loy b'simonim. Both prices could be talking about when she's going out free now because she has simonim. But because when the father dies, that alone does not take her out free. But like Kasha, still there's no stereo. I'll answer you, ha di isaliyav, ha di yesaliyav. One is talking about when she still has a father. If she still has a father, now when she goes out with simonim, the money, the present, goes to the father. But the price that says the present goes to herself is talking about where when she, when simonim came, she didn't have a father anymore. So she's not going out because the father died, but just happens to be that when she goes out free, she doesn't have a father anymore. So therefore, in this case, the present goes to herself. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off Tezayin number base. 3/4 down. Again, last Gemara was again, Tony Chod, the one rice we learned, Onok Eved Ivri Liatzmai. When you have to give the presents to the Eved Ivri, when he goes out free, he give it to himself. The Yonok Omar Ivri Liatzmai, the presents on Omar Ivri also go to himself. For Tani, another rice that says, Onok Omar Ivri Mitzios Liaviyah. No, the presents go to her father, and if she finds a Mitzvah, she also has the right, she's supposed to give it to her father. And what does the rabbi get out of this? The rabbi, the master only gets the schar that she has to, like, mevatel from her work, that she doesn't work. The shashi picks up the mitziyah, if she takes off from her work, that much that she has to pay back to the master. But the actual mitziyah, whatever she finds, goes to her father. Now, my love, what's the machlokes over here? My love, ho denafka b'simonim, for ho denafka lo b'misasav. That you see the right to Rosh Lakish, that when she goes out with the mitzvah sav, the Yom of Riyah, then she gets the present. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, Lord, Idi v'idi v'nofek lo b'simonim. Both of them are talking about when she goes out because she became a gedola with simonim. For like Kasha, ho di yis liyav, ho di les liyav. Depends, if she has a father, the father's still alive, then the presents go to the father. But if the father was mace already, then the presents go to herself. Gemara says, "Bishleima onik omar really atzma." I understand what we need the brayser to tell us, that when the omar riyah goes out free, the presents that she receives go to herself. Lamutei achin, it comes to teach us that her brothers do not get it. The time, because we learn like this, the pasuk says, "V'hisnachaltim oisom lebnechem achrechem," that when an eved kenani, when the master dies, the sons have yerusha, the yashin, the eved kenani of the father. So we make a drasha oisom lebnechem. Only an Eved Kenani goes down to the son when the father dies, the master dies. But for loy b'noy seichem lebnechem, but not by an Omav Riyah, if the master dies, she does not have to work for the son anymore. Mikan, from here we learn, shein o demoyre shchus bitoy lebnoy. Haschus, you have in your own daughter, you don't give over to your sons. So that's the chiddush. By an Omav Riyah, when she becomes freed. And we're talking about a case where the father died already. So since the father died already, I would have thought maybe the son's, her brother, Yashin, the present she receives, Kamash Mula know that the present goes to her and not to her brothers. Elo onuk omor Eved Ivri liatz mapshita. But why does the Bryce have to tell us that when a regular Eved Ivri, after working for 6 years, goes out free, that the locher is the master has to give him a present, we'll soon see what type of presents. So what do we have to say goes to the Eved Ivri? Pshita! Elo laman, like who else should he give? There's nobody else to give it to. So when it says, Omar Rabbi Yosef answers is true, Yud Koras Kochazina Hocha. Yud Koras, Rashi says, is like an extra, something's extra here. Rashi says, Yud, she ketana, this Yud is very small, Osir Gadela, they came into a big city. Kaloy Maherich Mishnah Sechinim. It's like a true, it says something extra you did not need. Like Pshita, the presence to an Eved Ivri goes to himself. There's nobody else to give it to. Abayi Omar Abayi says, Hochi Omer Rosheshes. This is where Rosheshes answered our original Shiloh. The original Shiloh was, who's the Tana
that does not learn the Gzeres Shov of Shovit of Sochi Sochir?
Homani Tutoihi. This goes according to Toi. The Tanya Tutoi Yomer Loi Voloi Labal Choivoi. That we had the Jerusha before, Naftez Vovam and Aleph, that he makes the Jerusha Loi. You give it to him and not to the Bal Choivoi. So Rashi says that was going on. So when by Hanuk Tanik, when you give him a present, we say loy for loy lebal choyvei. That's the way he dashens. So since he darshens it that way, therefore is a proof to say he's the Tana that does not hold from the Gzeira Shava of Sochi Socher. Like up for now, you want to know who's the Tana that does not learn the Gzeira Shava of Sochi Socher. So he learns this Shabtu Doihi. That he darshens the word Loi. For the Joshi did not give the presence to a Baal Chayv, and he holds like Reb Nosin. So according to this sheet, the Tzurai, he does not learn the Gzeira Shava of Sochir Sochir. Right. Gufa. Before we just learned, Elu Manikim Lehem. These are the cases that the master has to give a present to his Eved when he goes out free. Hayyotze B'shonim. When an Eved Ivri goes out free after working for 6 years, Uvi Yovel, or else he goes out by Yovel. Uvi Misa Sodom, or else when the master dies, and an Om Avriya goes out free. For Yom Avriya B'simonim, or else an Om Avriya, when she goes out free, when she comes to Gedolah with her Simonim, the master has to give her presents. Avol Bereich, but the Eved runs away from the master by himself. Or else Vi Yotze B'Geroin Kesef, where he buys himself free, pays the money, the remainder money, how much he's supposed to work yet. He buys himself free. Here we say, Ein Manikim Loi. The master does not have a chiyuv to give him presents. Rabbi Meir, says, "Bareich ein manikim loy." Only where the eved runs away, he does not get presents. But v'yaitzei begeroyin kesa manikim loy. Rameyos know an eved that buys himself free also is supposed to receive presents from the master. Rabbi Shimon Omer, "Abo manikim lehem." There are four cases that the master has to give presents. Shloisha b'yish, three you find by an eved ivri, the gimel b'yish, and three you find by an om avriya. V'yata yochuloi ma'abur b'yechud mehem. But you cannot find four cases by either an eved ivri or by an om avriya. Why? L'fi shein simonim b'yish, because an eved ivri does not go out free with simonim stam by coming to Godel. Or ritziya b'yisha, and we did not find ritziya anisha, an om avriya cannot be a nirza to work until yovel. Now, minohan emili, how do we know these yisoidis, that who is supposed to get the presents when they leave? The Tana Rabbanim learned like this. Yochalai would have thought to say, Lo yei manikim elu liyotze b'sheish. Maybe the only Eved that's supposed to receive presents from his master is a regular Eved Ivri. After we work for 6 years, that the Pasuk says he goes out free. And minayin, how do we know, l'rabois yotze b'yovel, how do we know even an Eved that goes out before 6, when Yovel comes, or else the Misa Sodin, or else when the master dies, and we say an Om Avriya goes out free, or else a Nirta goes out free by Misa Sodin, the Yom Avriya B'Simonim, how do we know in these cases also the master has to give them presents? Talmud Lehman, the Pasuk says, Tishalchenu V'chisa Shalchenu, says a double Lashon. So it says twice, L'Rabba, if there are other cases that when they go out free, you have to give them presents. Yes, these are two psukim in Devarim, Pasuk Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, like this. Ki yimoche locho achicho ivri or ivriyo, vi avotcho shei shonim, vashon hashvises tishalchenu chavshi mimoch. The seventh year she goes out free. Now it says, v'chisa shalchenu chavshi mimoch, when you send her out free, loisa shalchenu reikom. You cannot send them out empty-handed, but rather, hane getanik lo, you have to give them a present. Mitzoincho, o migoncho, o miyigvecho, asher berecho Hashem lekecho titin loy. The fact you had a bracha from the seventh ivri, therefore you have to give him back a present. That's the psukim here. We'll soon learn each present what you have to give. But the pasuk says the double lashon of tishalchenu chavshi mimoch. He sent away free from you, and then the next pasuk says v'chisa shalchenu chavshi mimoch. Like a double lashon when he sent away free. So for that would be marva now, not only the regular case of sheishonim when he goes out after 6 years, but even by Nom Avriya, by Simonim, and by Mises Odin, also there's a mitzvah for the master to give a present. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Shani Marba Bareach, the Yaitse Begroin Kesef, maybe even a Neva that runs away from his master, or else buys himself free, also he has to give a present. Talmud Lehman, the Pasuk says, V'chisa Shachenu Chavshim Imach. Says when he goes out free from you, me'imach. So he dashin misha shiluchai me'imach. Means he was like he sent away from you, as if to say you're sending him away. But yotze bareich, but where the Eved himself runs away, it's not called you sent him away. It's called he ran away. Here there's no mitzvah hanoka. Or else v'yotze b'geroin kesef. Also shein shiluchai me'imach. Where he bought himself, he's not going out because of your das. It's called he's doing it himself. He himself is buying himself back, so that's not called v'chisa shachenu mimoch. It's not called mimoch, where he buys himself free. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Meir Omer, Boreach, Ein Madlikin Lo. That I agree. Where the Eved runs away free, runs away, there the master does not have to feed him. Does not have to give him a present. We'll soon see what the Havre means. Why should you have to give him a present? He still has to work for you. But, the Ein Sheluchim Imoch, because that's not called, you sent him away, he ran away himself, there you don't have to give him a present. Avol Yaitse Begroin Kesef, but Remeya holds, when the Eved Ivri buys himself free, he pays the rest of his money, that's called Sheshaluchim Imoch. That's called he sent away from you, like he's buying himself. Rashi says, Shei Mekabel Geroin Omashalchoi. Like the master now is receiving back the rest of the money, and that's why the master is sending him out free. So this is also called the Me'imach. That's the Machlokes. Remei holds he deserves a present, and the Tanakhama holds no, he doesn't get a present. Now the Gemara Sakasha Boreach, like what's the Havim mean here? Where an Eved runs away from his master, what kind of present should the master give him? Just the opposite. Hashlama boy, he still has to finish working for 6 years. The Tanya we learned, Minayin LeBoreach. How do we know in Eved Ivri that, let's say, worked a year or two, and then he ran away from his master? Shechayiv lahashlim, whenever he comes back into town, we force him to finish work in the 6 years. Talmud Lehman, the Pasuk says, Sheishonim Yavoid, that you have to work for 6 years. And if you run away in between for 2 or 3 years, nothing doing. When you come back, you're going to have to still continue working and finishing your 6 years of work.